stretched away on the end of line. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Oh. Yeah. Everywhere. Of Jesus Christ. to Damascus to beat up on the saints. When he got to the outer sketch of town, there was a bright light shining all around him. And Saul fell to the earth. He heard a voice and Saul, why persecute thou me? Saul said, who art thou, Lord? The voice said, I'm Jesus, whom you persecute. Saul said, what will you have me to do? Jesus told Saul, get on up, get on up, get on up.
Get on up.
Oh, go on your way, Saul.
Go on your way.
Go on your way.
Get on up.
That will be told to you what you must do for my sake and the gospel. Saul went on the town, couldn't see, but he went preaching. Preaching the gospel, and these are the words he said. I'm not ashamed. Oh no, 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 no. I'm not ashamed. Kept on saying it, you all. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. Of the gospel of Jesus, of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, but God Almighty. After that, Saul's name was changed to Paul. He went on up to Damascus to meet with the other apostles and all God's disciples. When he got there, Peter and them didn't know that Saul's name had been changed to Paul. They didn't know that he was born again, that he had been saved and baptized in the name of Jesus. He was filled with the Holy Ghost and began to preach Jesus' gospel. He was telling men and women everywhere he went, he was telling men and women that I'm not ashamed. Tell everybody, I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. I'll preach it in the synagogue. I'll preach it on the ships. Everywhere I go, I will preach it. I'm not ashamed now. Listen, friend. One day, he called me to preach his word. A few minutes, I was a little bit ashamed of my girlfriend, but I found out a girlfriend can't get me there. I had to lay all that aside and stand up and preach God's gospel. It is one thing to preach it, but it's another thing to live it. You got to preach it, preachers, then you got to live what you preach about. And I want the world to know that I've been saved and sanctified. And I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed today of the gospel. No, 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 no. Of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord. Of Jesus. Jesus. Jesus Christ.
Good morning and blessing to you. Imam Radio host, Vicky Battle, with the morning show. It's 8:30 a.m, Sunday, May 28th, 2023. I would like to take time to salute our falling soldiers on this Memorial Day. May God bless their family at this time. Now let's get back to more gospel music. I am radio host Vicky Battle.
Everybody knew how to praise the Lord. David knew how to praise the Lord.
what David said. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Does anybody know he's worthy? Hallelujah. David said to enter into his gates with thanksgiving. You ain't saying that here. And he said, into his courts with praise. In other words, thanksgiving gets you on his property. You don't hear me? But when we praise him, he ushers us in into his presence. Anybody feel like praising him? Is he worthy? Is he worthy? He gets the praise.
What we feel inside is hunger that won't die. It's undeniable how much we need of you. This is our heart's desire.
Jesus, my soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name, my soul. Love Jesus, my soul loves Jesus. My, my soul loves Jesus. Bless His name. The Lord is a wonder. Bless His holy name. His glory has lifted high. Just because He is worthy, praise Him for what He's done. And all His things is true. Yes,
blessed is the
Holy, holy. Yeah.
heals. Come with comments. Come is my help. Oh, all of my help comes from the Lord.
Thank you. depression cease. Let every dark assignment bow down at Jesus' feet. Let every curse be broken. Let every storm be tamed. And all that come against us be bound in Jesus' name. Your presence is my greatest weapon, pushing back the darkness, breaking every chain. My worship opens up the heaven, crushing every stronghold when I speak your name. 'Cause your presence is
happening. But look now, it's really happening. Who thought was impossible?
Yeah.
You say yes, now he's on a roll. Yeah. Blessings keep packing. Warfare you packing. He's never leaving you alone. Whatever you speak it, I'm cold. Having you say help, he's backing up up there. Whatever you say help, backing up there, yeah. Speak whatever you want. What you've been dreaming, you got it. And don't doubt it.
I need you on your feet tonight. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Prepare and come.
side over here.
Let's see which one alive is.
Everybody say, yeah.
Y'all gotta come on one more time. People from, come.
People from miracles.
Sing up. providing for me. Let I in my mind how you showed up every time. Keep on reminding that you're providing for me.
Keep on reminding quick to point a finger. We judge things from our point of view. The things that we say, the trouble it makes, it hurts you and it hurts me too. This is such a fallen world we live in. It's really not the way it's supposed to be. What if we could see each other different? It'd probably change everything. We're all broken people. Don't we all need Jesus? Every moment of our life, 24/365, our human is equal. Don't we all have our weakness? Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody needs that grace. We all need Jesus.
Stuff we hide deep down inside. There's so much that we don't show. Yeah, it's just the wonder world we live in. It's really not the way it's supposed to be. Isn't that the beauty of redemption? It changes everything.
We're all broken people. Don't we all need Jesus? Yeah, every moment of our
gospel, and I would sing jazz because there's more money in jazz, but I don't sing it. But we're here, and we're going to sing for you. If you got a coin on your right foot, slip the shoe off your left foot and pat the heel of your other foot. We're here to have a good time. And you want to get out what you put in. You don't put nothing in, you're not going to get nothing out. Oh, yeah. And we like to get things moving here. Here's a song we want to sing from our latest CD on the House of Blues label, and I want you to know it's all right. Listen as we tell you, I'm going to walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Well, I want to be ready. Yeah. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I'm going to walk in Jerusalem just like John. Let me tell that I want to be ready.
Yeah.
I want to be ready. I want to be ready.
To walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Well, John says the city's just for square.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John.
And I won't be content till I get there.
I'll walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Well, John says the city's for square wine.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John.
I'm gonna meet King
walk in Jerusalem just like dust.
Blessing to you. Imam Radio host, Vicky Battle, with the morning show. It's 9:30 a.m., Sunday, May 28, 2023. I would like to take time to salute our fallen soldiers on this Memorial Day. May God bless their family at this time. Coming up at 10 a.m. it's Pastor Cecil Wilson of the True Community Church, Siler City, North Carolina. Now let's get back to more gospel music. I am radio host Vicky Battle.
Hallelujah. Oh, come on, make some noise all over the house if you believe the Lord's gonna do it.
Yes, Lord.
Who are you?
It's you.
You just screamed. Ah!
I thought that was a tarantula, boy.
Yes, God. That was a big smack.
Focus. Focus.
If I can stay focused, I know the end will be worth it. You call the shot, I'll drop the ball if you don't control it. And if I can stay focused and concentrate on this moment, help me see clearly, yeah. This flesh isn't worth it. Hello world. What a beautiful day.
Sunshine
shining in my face. The new day.
Maybe
a little rain, but that's okay. And it's fine by me. I'll just take an umbrella, just in case this world can be funny. Always trying to get me. But if I can stay focused, I know the end will be worth it. You call the shot, I'll drop the ball if you don't control it. And if I can stay focused concentrate on this moment, help me see clearly, yeah. This flesh isn't worth it. 2020, I wish I could see. Oh, so foggy, but that don't scare me. I know, yeah, what I wanted for me. I want the money,
I want the
cars, the clothes, and the woman. But you know what's best for me. Na na na, 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 na na. If I can stay focused, I know the end will be worth it. You call the shot, I'll drop the ball if you don't control it. And if I can stay focused and concentrate on this moment, help me see clearly, yeah. This flesh isn't worth it. And it only gets harder from here. I never said it'd be easy. I got so many things on my plate. I kinda feel like cheating. I don't know what to do. I don't wanna lose my cool or my view of you. I'm down and out, but I know that if I can stay focused, I know the end will be worth it. You call the shot, I'll drop the ball if you don't control me. But if I can stay focused and concentrate on this moment, help me see clearly.
Flesh is the word. Flesh is the word. Yeah, yup. Yeah, yup. Yeah, yup. Like the woman with the issue of blood, she pressed her way through the crowd.
goal is mine, to touch the hem of his garment. She knew something they didn't know. With one son she be made whole. My God. So she did something out of control. I believe this is what she would say if she was here today. The hem of him healed my body. The hem of him saved my soul. One touch can change everything. Yeah. One touch can change everything. The hem of him healed my body. The hem of him saved my soul. This one touch can change everything. Yeah. One touch can change everything. One touch can change everything. One touch can change everything.
Nothing can keep her down.
We'll be right back.
I've been washed by the blood. It's weary and worn and sad.
Thank you. long open. to anybody that becomes amazed when you think about all you've done. Do I have any thankful people in the house? Can you lift your hands? I know you've been here all night, but can you worship Him now? Thank you for all you've done. Thank you for every way you've made. Thank you for every door you've opened. Thank you for every time you healed me. Thank you for every time you delivered. Thank you for every time you restored. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for restoring me. Thank you for providing for me. Thank you for reconciling me with my family. Can I get any honest people that know that God did something you couldn't do for yourself? Let your voice win out.
Host Vicky Battle with the morning show. It's 10 a.m.
Sunday, May 28, 2023. Standing by is Pastor Cecil Wilson of the True Community Church, Siler City, North Carolina. I would like to take time to salute our fallen soldiers on this Memorial Day. May God bless their family at this time. And now, let's join Pastor Cecil Wilson of the True Community Church, Siler City, North Carolina. Good morning, Pastor Wilson.
Well, good morning to you. God bless you. Amen. And praise you, the Lord. Amen. I'm grateful. I hope you are too. We're grateful. Grateful for all that God have done. Amen. And grateful and thankful and praising him for that what we have not seen that he have already done for us. It's already done. That's right. Whatever that is that you've been bugging you and you're worrying about, listen, you've been praying and stuff. Listen, the angels have already, that message has already gone up, and the response and the answer have already been done. It's already done. Today we're going to Luke, the 10th chapter, and the 2nd verse, Luke 10 and 2 over in the New Testament. Jesus is talking in this passage of Scripture, and Luke recorded it. Luke 10th chapter. And the 2nd verse, God bless you and keep you. Amen. And listen, those of you, we get a lot of prayer requests and people calling and birthdays and different things. And you know, with the reach that we have, you'd be surprised where they all coming from, people from different parts of the states and countries. And, you know, this is an international broadcast. And so if we were to call out and list and say all the names and all, and you know, we'll probably be here our entire time. That's allotted for us just doing that. But you know, I invite you to take part of the NFI radio during the weekdays. They have special sessions on weekdays, different times of the days where they concentrate and just specially on prayer and different and intercessory prayer and tune in to them. They on NFI radio is on every day from 8 to 8, 8 to 8, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And they have different, they play contemporary gospel music, Christian contemporary music, praise and worship, quartet music. There's a spoken word, there's a prayer sessions, there's people with sermons and messages. Tune in to them weekdays, every day from 8 to 8. Luke, the 10th chapter and the 2nd verse. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, God Almighty, we thank you, Lord, for another day's opportunity. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. And we invoke your Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide. Anoint, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Anoint us, Lord. Anoint everything that we use it, and anoint, hallelujah, the ears that are listening. Anoint the hearts that they will receive the word from the Lord. Somebody's going through something. Somebody's on a bed of affliction. Somebody right now need a touch from the Lord. And we're praying for their mind, body, and soul right now in the name of Jesus. And we're praying, Lord, hallelujah, that there are some intercessory prayers, warriors, hallelujah, that can join in on their behalf. Because sometimes people in a situation, they can have all the faith in the world, but they sometimes in a situation, they can't even pray for themselves. They're under all kind of medication and stuff that now they even got them up their self. And we, that are spiritual, we should go in there, that's right, and pray on their behalf in the name of Jesus and agree in our spirits on one accord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. We pray, Lord, for them all. You know who they are. You know their name. You even know that you can count every hair on their head. We definitely don't even know. And we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Luke, the 10th chapter. And the 2nd verse, let's get with it. We're about a few minutes behind here now. So Luke, the 10th chapter and the 2nd verse. And it reads, therefore say he unto them, this is Jesus now saying, the harvest truly is plentiful, or it's great, it's in abundance, but the laborers or the workers are few. You've heard it before. Pray ye therefore, the scripture the verse continues, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest. Pray, did you not realize that? Pray to the Lord of the harvest. In other words, ask him that he would send forth laborers or some workers into his harvest or into his fields. You out there doing the work of the Lord, and you know, you know, sometimes you feel like you're all alone. You know, you're asking, where's the help? Lord, send laborers, send some workers into your harvest, into your fields. And we praying to the Lord of the harvest. Jesus is speaking now. And out from that passage of scripture, I want to use for a subject. Here am I, Lord, send me. Lord, here am I, send me. Today, this weekend, is Memorial Day weekend, and we don't know all of the soldiers, but we certainly want to pause all of the soldiers that have lost their life out on the battlefield. And we want to pause to honor all of those and thank those who have served and all the veterans. And, you know, we don't know them all, but we owe them all. And so many have given their life, left their homes and their communities, knowing the moment they signed up that they may not return safely, knowing that they could be in a situation to confront the enemy head on. For the sake of others who are still back here, continued on with their daily life. And, you know, sometimes we just keep just going on, you know, casually and not thinking about it. And, you know, we seem to be okay sometimes with just, even as Christians, seem to be okay with the fact that others are willing to give their life for us. But in return, sometimes we don't even try to support their efforts. Don't even try to get on board with their mission in the capacity or ability that you have. Don't even pause to say thank you every day, not just once a year on a day that somebody set aside to do it, set aside as a holiday. It's really not a day of celebration, but it's a day to honor. Jesus, you know, started Memorial Days without ever saying so. But Jesus told his disciples, Jesus didn't call it a holiday, but he started this. Remember, Jesus told his disciples, as you do this communion, do it in remembrance of me. Memorial. Not this is, yes, this is not Communion Sunday. And it don't have to be to honor and remember Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. Remember Jesus' cross experience where he gave his life for others, so that others may have a right to life and life in a great harvest of abundance. These soldiers picked up that same cross experience. Apparently they heard, must Jesus bear this cross alone and all the world go free? And there's a cross for everyone. Yes, there's one for you and me. And some soldier picked it up and went out on the battlefield on our behalf. One day, Jesus offered to his Father in heaven, here am I, send me. I'll go, I'll do, and I'll pray whatever the cost. Jesus stepped down from this heavenly celestial shore. Look on it. God himself came on in the flesh. His Son offered this and said, Lord, said, Father, here am I. Send me down there to redeem mankind. Adam lost the earth. But send me, let me be the ransom, the sacrificial lamb to pay the cost to get it back. And so God is always looking for faithful men and women that he can bless and empower to accomplish his will and purposes on this earth. You know that God has a plan and purpose for your life. Each of you have one. He wants workers. And he asks that we will pray for more workers to go out into the harvest. But I don't hear voices yelling out in response, Lord, here am I, send me. I don't hear that anymore. You know, we used to hear that a lot. We used to sing the song. They won't even sing the song now because maybe they're afraid somebody might take them up on the offer. But don't hear anyone signing up for the cause. You're not teaching your children to give back because maybe you're not giving back. don't volunteer, don't give like you used to, then your children grows up not tithing, not offering anything, not giving, because they never seen it done in their house, never seen you do it. Maybe if they see you do it, and then they'll grow up, and all of their life, even when they got more, they'll give only a dollar. Why? Because that's all they saw you give. And yes, now, before anybody take off with what I just said and say, well, you know, maybe they didn't have it to give. You know, we're always quick to use that for an excuse. We're always with, well, and yes, there are people lacking, but there are few who are really in poverty in this country. And but since you are so sensitive to that, since you're so sensitive to what they may not have, then why aren't you going to them and giving them something? Why aren't you going to them and helping them out? Since you've taken up and you feel like you know more about this situation just because, so why aren't you going and running to their dire financial situation? Why aren't you? God set up a system to take care of the poor, and it's called tithing. Now, this message today is not about tithing. This is all coming by the way of the Holy Spirit and His Word, and what He wants you to hear, because He wants somebody to yell out, "Here am I, Lord, send me in all ways of what need to be done in the harvest." And if you were in need, remember, God had a system. If you were in need, you could go to the temple and get whatever your need was without any cost or anyone ridiculing you or anyone embarrassing you. It was all at the temple because everybody had to give a tenth. They best. That's right. Now, it's going to take a tough person. You really got to trust God and believe and to operate in His system to give them the best. Yeah, we like to what? Give people our leftovers. Go in the storage house, clean it out, having a yard sale to clean it out. Might go and get some out to the PTA, some stuff. It halfway work now. It's in our way. We don't need it no more. See, that's it. That's the after the fact. That's the leftover. But God's system was off the top, bring it to the temple. So there will be meat in my house, saith the Lord. See how that worked? And He brought it, He said, to the storehouse. There was a depository room at the temple. And that's what the banks got now, called the depository. Go and make a deposit. And you bring it there. If you were a farmer, you have corn and barley and whatever it was you were come in need. If they need meat, there's some meat. If they need grain, there's grain. If they need bread, there's this. Whatever they need, their needs were met there. That's God's system. That's it in. And so didn't God say that He will supply all your needs according to His riches in glory? And that statement alone lets us know that there is no end to God's supplying house, no end to what God can supply for every need. Tell Him thank you. And whoever is kind, the scripture said, to the poor, lends to the Lord. And He will reward them for what they have done. God makes it very clear that His eyes are on the poor. And He pays attention to how others treat the poor. Some scriptures that focus on taking care of the poor and those that are vulnerable. Exodus tells us, "You shall not oppress the poor or the vulnerable." Leviticus says a portion of the harvest is set aside for the poor and the stranger. You know, we so used to want to give to our friends and people we know, because we know every time we see them, they might say something and we'll look good and hold our head up in there. But a stranger you may never see no more, and you'll never get no praise out of it. Stop looking for that out of that. Job said, "The Lord hears the cry of the poor." Proverbs Solomon says, "Speak out in defense of the poor." Luke here, Jesus proclaims His mission to bring good news to the poor and those of the oppressed. Luke goes on in his sixth chapter and said, blessed are the poor, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Let me move on. God also gave us another mission, and through his son Jesus, Jesus gave us a commission to be active in making disciples and to teach them all that he has commanded. Matthew, the 28th chapter, is called, in the 19th verse, is called the Great Commission. Anybody ask you, where in the Bible is the Great Commission? Write it down. Matthew, the 28th chapter, the 19th through the 20th verse. And that's what God said. Go in all the world and preach. And that's right. Baptize. And it's like, make disciples out of men, teaching them to, that's right, all that I have taught and commanded you. In other words, go out and make and prepare some folk to be followers of Christ. Go out and make some folks who will become Christians and not fans of Jesus, but disciples. See, too many folks are fans of Jesus, but you're really not a disciple and don't want to be, because you don't want to follow, truly follow. You don't really want to really come under the authority of Christ. And to do God's will by starting out saying, Lord, here am I, send me. God's method in building his kingdom is by using willing and obedient servants, people who will avail themselves to God's call upon their lives. For some, the call may be to foreign missions. And others, it'll be to local ministry. But for most of us, we will be called to the ministers of the gospel, even though our career path might not look like or somebody else. We're called to ministers of the gospel not to preach, but maybe to teach, maybe to operate in a capacity to where you just go and do workshops, maybe in a capacity where you just do nothing but prayer warrior, counseling. Maybe you still ministers of the gospel. That's right, the gospel. Jesus' death, burial, resurrection. The Christian cross experience. Carry the world. Carry the world, the word in all parts of the world. That's right. And wherever we are and whatever we do, God is looking for people whom he can support to build his kingdom. See, he will support you if you would make one step. He'll make two. He has missions for us to do. But the question is whether or not we will accept the call. Luke, here in our passage of scripture, go with me now in our text, Luke the 10th chapter, and let's start at the very first verse. Stay with me now. Now it says, now after this, the Lord chose and appointed 70 others, and sent them out ahead of him. So Jesus sent 70 people out ahead of him, two by two. That's right. See, touching and agreeing, walking together, one covering the other. That's right. Two by two. Other one being a witness. Somebody wants to accuse you, well, you got a witness. This is how it really happened. Two by two. And to every city and place where he himself was about to come or visit. The second verse, Luke the 10th chapter, now the second verse. And he said to them, the harvest indeed is great. It's an abundance of rice. He done sent out the 70. He said, now listen, you're going ahead of me. And listen, the harvest is already plentiful. The abundance is there. The fields is ripe for the picking. But listen, I want you to know the laborers, the workers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. The third verse, go your way. Behold, I send you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. That's why he said, behold, behold, now listen. Behold, I'm warning you now. Listen now, take heed. I'm sending you out. Yeah, that's why I'm sending you two by two. Soldiers, they're always covering each other, two by two. Law enforcement, they always have another calling. They work in teams, two by two, one as the backup. Jesus said, now I'm sending you out now into the midst of wolves. That's right. Carry, carry with you no purse, no money. Oh, you really got to trust God. To see the soldiers, they don't have to go there with a lot of money. What are they going to spend in it? And he says, don't take no scrip. What that mean? Don't take any provision bag. Don't take no extra. Don't take your little bag and got your little stuff in your little bag in case you need it. Don't carry any of that. No shoes. That's right. No chain, no sandals. Don't carry no extra sandals. Don't salute or greet anyone along the way. Because remember, I just told you, I'm sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. So you got to be careful. Don't be greeting anyone along the way because you might stumble up on sheep, on wolves as in sheep clothing. And so it says on, he says in the fifth verse, whatever house you enter into, when you get in there, first I want you to say, peace be to this household. Bless that house. Do you do that now? Do you bless houses when you go? Do you speak words of blessing to people? Talk about them and put them down. Or you, they get a new house and you get jealous. And it says, that's right, bless the house. Freedom and blessing. Pray that they have freedom from all the stresses that result from sin and that any of it be offered their family. And the sixth verse, and if the Son of Peace be there, if you find anyone in there that's worthy of peace and blessing is, then your peace shall rest upon them because now you got somebody to tack on to. But if not, it shall come, your peace come on back to you. And the seventh verse, and stay on in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide. Look at it. Jesus sent the seven out. He said, don't carry any money with you. Don't carry any overnight bags. You ain't got to be checking at the airport with all this bag of luggage. No, because what? It's going to weigh you down on your journey. Nothing. I will supply all your needs. Don't worry about anything. How is he going to do it? It's not going to fall from the sky. It is going to, God blesses you and for them to be compelled to supply and bless you. And sometimes you'll meet people and you're entertaining an angel and unaware. They are there to put in the place to bless you, to help you in all your ways. So it says stay in the same house, eating and drinking, whatever they provide. For the laborer, see, this is where it comes from. Preachers use this a lot about to back them up about getting paid for a church and ministry and all of that. But the scriptures here, we keep it in the text. Look, it said, he sent out the 70. He said, now you go out there and you go out there. I'm sending you out to do some work without anything. Yes, you're going to get blessed because the laborer or the worker is worthy of his hire or worthy of or to get wages. But notice that labor has to be what? Working, willing to do something, not sitting around on, sitting in a pulpit on a throne and sitting with a high back chair like a King Solomon or somebody and expecting everybody to come and bow down and bring to you and bring all this stuff and lay it at your feet. You're not Jesus. He said for the laborer who's doing labor, who's working, is worthy of his hire. And the scripture said, do not keep moving from house to house. Send you somewhere, stay there for the season until the season is over. And when the season is over, move on. And if you go somewhere they don't want to accept you, watch what the scripture tells us to do. This is Jesus talking now. In the 8th verse, whenever you go into a city and they receive and accept and welcome you, eat whatever is set before you. The 9th verse. And heal the sick in it. Wait a minute. So these 70 people, you mean to tell me they can heal the sick? Notice it's 70. That means that's more than 12 disciples. 70 people. And notice they can heal the sick. You and I today, It said to go and lay hands on them. We can speak things. We have the authority to heal. And some people take it and want to set us up. They think they God or something. You know they can't do that. No, you don't understand the word of God. You don't understand the inheritance. You don't understand what we picked up when Jesus died on the cross and was resurrected, the power. And he transferred that power to everyone who will become a believer, a follower of Christ. The labor, the harvest is plenty, but the labor is a fruit. And he says in the ninth verse, and heal the sick in it, and say to the sick, the kingdom of God has come now close or nigh to you. The 10th verse. But whenever you go into a city and they will not or do not receive and accept and welcome you, go out into the streets. That's right. Go on out there in the road, Diane. Go on out there and 11th verse say, even the very dust of your city, pick up the dust out of that city. It's already at the bottom of your feet. And it says, cling it to your feet. In other words, that's right. Knock your shoes together, your feet together, and wipe the dust off the bottom of your feet against you and move on. The young folks says, keep it stepping, move, keep it moving. That's what it says to do. Ain't that something? If they won't receive it, if they won't accept you, they won't welcome you, don't sit down arguing with them and make them try to accept you. And too many folks in relationships now, you trying to make that person receive, accept, and love you, and you cannot do it. And if they try to love you that way because of what you forcing them to do, you see it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't even feel right, does it? Because it was not, that's right, it wasn't welcome. It wasn't given in love. And therefore, you can't receive it that way. And that's it. It said, shake the dust off your feet and move on. That's right. And that's right. And it says, be sure of this. When you, if they won't accept you, and be, and you have to shake the dust off your feet, the scripture says there in the 11th verse, it says, be sure and understand this one thing. The kingdom of God has come near to them, and they wouldn't accept it. The 12th verse, but I say unto you, Jesus talking now, it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. And you know what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah? And you're right, the city got burned up, destroyed and all that. And it says, woe to you, Chorazin. Woe to you, Bethesda. For if the mighty works and miracles that you had been performing in the city Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago. They're talking about back whenever Sodom and Gomorrah. Already that city is already sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it says in the 14th verse, however, it shall be more tolerable in the judgment for Tyre and Sidon than for you. In other words, he's saying, for those who wouldn't accept you and love and welcome you, shame on them. It's going to be a worse judgment for them than it was in Sodom and Gomorrah. The 15th verse, and you, Capernaum, which are exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell or Hades or to the regions of the dead. 16th verse, he who hears and heeds you, he who hears you, disciples, he who hears you, those who I have sent, he who hears you, who have said, Lord, here am I, send me, and went out, hears and heeds me, Jesus said. And he who despises and rejects you, Jesus said, they are despising and rejecting him. And he who despises and rejects Jesus slights and rejects him who sent him. Look at that order. So if they won't accept you and won't love you, then Jesus said then that's the same as they just wouldn't even love it and accept him. Then it backs it back up again up the ladder and said, if you don't accept Jesus and reject Jesus, you just rejected, that person just rejected the one who sent Jesus. Who was that? The Father up in heaven. The 17th verse. The 70, now the 70, remember they went out. Now the 70 have returned back. and they coming back. Oh, now let's see what they got to say. They came back with joy, saying, Lord, guess what? Yes, we went out. Yes, you sent us out there like lambs out there in the midst of wolves. But guess what happened? Guess what? Yes, we went up against some things. Yes, we had some trials, tribulations. Yes, we went down. Yes, sometimes the way got hard, but you never said it would be easy. But you didn't bring us this far to leave us now. And you always said, Lo, I'll be with you, even to the end of this world, right? Guess what happened, Lord? They came back. The 70 said, even the devils and the demons were subject to them when they spoke in your name. When they said in the name of Jesus, oh, they said even the devils and demons backed up and obeyed. That's right. Not just the wind and all when it said peace be still, obey. Look at it now. And the same power, he said, look at what it says earlier. You can go out and heal the sick, and even the devils and demons are subject to them in the name of Jesus. Oh, the 18th verse, it says, and he said to them, Jesus said that to them. He said, yeah, I know. I know they did. I know they did. I know you're going to come back with your why. Because I saw Satan falling like a lightning flash from heaven. Hold up. 19. Behold. Oh, here it goes again. Listen, I have given you authority and power to tread and trample on serpents and scorpions. And that's right. To trample on top of anything physical, to coming against your physical strength or your mental strength or coming against your ability. I've given you authority and power to tread over all the power that the enemy may possess, and nothing shall in any way harm you. That's the word of God. Luke 10, chapter 19, verse, you need to write that down. Keep that with you right there. And know that you have the authority and the power to thread and trample over serpents and the power over the enemy, and nothing shall any way harm you. The 20th verse, nevertheless, do not rejoice at this. Don't go around and just boast and say, yeah, I'll knock them out, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that the fact that your names have now been enrolled and written down in heaven. Somebody tell God thank you. And in the 21st verse said, in that same hour, while he was talking, Jesus rejoiced and glorified in the Holy Spirit and said, looked up towards heaven and told his Father, said, thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have concealed these things from the wise and the educated. Because if you hadn't, they'd have thought it was the education that did it. Thank you. And reveal to them who are babes in Christ, those who are uneducated, untaught, look what you did. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will and choice and good pleasure in thy sight. The 22nd verse, all things have been given over to my power by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, or who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son may choose to reveal and make him known. Then turning to his disciples, Jesus said privately to them, blessed. See, remember, because it was 70. So now he's going to talk to his disciples. He said, listen, come here a minute. Blessed things whose your eyes have seen. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things that y'all just saw out there and have not yet seen them yet. They prophets and kings, they wanted to, and God in heaven, our Father in heaven, have allowed you to do it. These kings and prophets, they wanted to hear what you heard, and they have not heard it yet. And then a certain lawyer, the 25th verse, stay with me now. Y'all remember this story. And this certain lawyer, this is where it come from, stood up and tried to test, Nicodemus tried to test and tempt God by saying, Master. King James translated the word the master, but the original word there, the original Greek word there meant teacher. And he said, teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? In other words, what must I do to be saved? Remember that? And he told Nicodemus, said, you're going to have to be born again. And it's time for you to know God and not just know about him. Too many of us today, church, all these 50, 60, 70 years, some people say all their life, and they know God, know about God, but they don't know him. In other words, Jesus went on and said to him, said, what is written in the law? Since you are law, you already know, you know the law. Since you're so educated, I know you got degrees. So you tell me what's in my law. How do you read and understand my law? And the man said, the lawyer said, he said, well, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus said to him, you know what? You got that right. You answer correctly. Now, do this, and you shall live a blessed, endless life in the kingdom of God. You'll have eternal life. But then the lawyer, willing to justify himself, see, God just put on him, so okay, now are you going to say, here am I, Lord, send me? Now it looked like the lawyer trying to back out of it. Now he's going to try to say, well, Jesus, I don't know if I can love my neighbor because I don't know who my neighbor is. 30th verse, Jesus answered back, said, listen, let me tell you a story about a certain man who went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his clothes, his raiment, and beat him up and wounded him, and then left him there for dead. And by chance, by coincidence, there came down same path a certain priest. And when he saw the man, guess what the church person did? Guess what the preacher, the church people, guess what they did? Deacons, trustees, guess what they did? Jumped to the other side of the road. And likewise, a Levite. Levites were people who was appointed to take care of the church. They didn't have a regular job. And they got paid, and people gave them offerings and love offerings. Why? Because they couldn't work, because their job was to take care of the temple. And likewise, a Levite person there, when he was at the same place, looked at the man been beat up and stripped, and guess what? Jumped to the other side of the road and passed on the other side. Church people. But the 33rd verse, but a certain Samaritan. Watch out now. A Samaritan, street person, regular person, not no big-time officers in the church. Look at this now. As he journeyed and stumbled up and came up on the man, and when he saw him, he had compassion for the man, went to the man, bound up his wounds, poured oil and wine on him, set him on his own beast, back on his horse, and brought him into the inn, or to the innkeeper. What? Went and got the man a hotel room and took care of him. Watch this now. In the 35th verse, and on tomorrow or the next day, when he departed, when the man, when the Samaritan got ready to leave, he stayed in the hotel too, because he stayed there to take care of the man. And the next day, he got up, he checked out the hotel, but left the man in the hotel. Went downstairs and told the person at the hotel, said, listen, took out 2 pence. That means that's 2 days worth of wages, and gave it to the hotel keeper and said, listen, take care of him. And whatever that man need, spend more on him. And when I come back here again, I'll repay you for everything you spend on him. Keep up with it. Ain't that something? Ain't that what we should do? True community church have done that very thing. We have put people up that homeless. I mean, really homeless. People with children, and they just got into a bad situation. Sometimes a bad relationship. Someone was running from bad relationships and had to get out of there, and we put them up. That's why we said bring it to the storehouse. Give to us. Because we're going to help those, because we answered the call, Lord, here am I, send us. And we have taken care of and paid and done these things for these people. I got some witnesses that'll tell you that we have fed them and did all of these things and got them back on the way. One lady in particular, 70-some years old lady, was living in the street downtown on the sidewalk. Everything she had in a box. And this lady once had it going on. You can tell when she talked. You say, well, she once had it going on. And people would walk on the other side of the street to keep them had to go by. She never begged. She never asked you for any money. You can walk by. She never asked you. She didn't have no can out there. She never pinned him. She just wanted you to have a kind word and treat her right. And so now I got to go. The 36th verse, which now of these things, of these three, Jesus talking to the lawyer. He said, now look, you done seen what the priest did. You saw what the Levite did, but you saw what the Samaritan street person did. Now tell me, which of these three you think was a good neighbor unto the man who fell among these? And he said that showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said unto him, go, and now you do likewise. And you need to say, Lord, here am I, send me. Oh, I'm closing now, but Lord, somebody need to say, Lord, take my hands. Take my eyes, take my ear, take my heart, take all of me, and I'll go wherever you want me. I'll do whatever you want me to do. Oh, can't you now hear your spirit calling on you? Your spirit is nudging you right now. Oh, now children, oh, they used to sing, go where I send thee, and how shall I send thee? Two by two and all of that. And now we need to answer the call. Yes, Lord. Here am I, send me. Oh, Isaiah picked it up and he said, receive how he received his calling. And Isaiah said, then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And I said, here am I, send me. Oh, somebody tell God, thank you for today's witness, lesson. Today we witness in this lesson God's majesty, God's mercy, and God's mission. And as we honor our soldiers on Memorial Day, I want you to read Psalm 91, as many of the soldiers did and continue to do in so many wars and battles. You didn't know that, did you? They were told about their spiritual protection as noted in Psalm 91. And a lot of them, when they go to the battle, they have the passage of Psalm 91 with them in their pocket. What about you? Somebody tell God. Is there one right now? Somebody just repeat after me. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord over my life. Take over my mind, body, and soul. I want to serve you. I accept you. I want to love you. Hallelujah. I believe that you're the Son of God and you died on the cross. It saved my soul from a burning hell. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you and keep you. I want to pray for over you now. Amen. Let the Lord keep you, bless you. Amen. That he honor you. Amen. Bless you going in and coming out. And everything you do, and everything you touch, and everything you give, that he give you the harvest. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, that you go, that you don't have to go lacking or without. That you have nothing but plenty of harvest. Fill the barns with plenty. Good health. Good wealth. Running over. In Jesus' name, amen. Go to our website, truecommunitychurch.com. Or write to us, Post Office Box 158, Dollar City, North Carolina. And the zip code is 27344. Now, if you want to give through the Easy Tithe app, which so many does, it's so easy. Just this phone number. Write it down. Area code 919-823-7006. 919-823-7006. And just text the word give, G-I-V-E. A link will come back. Click on it, and you can give very safe and secure. May God keep you and bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. I'm Pastor Wilson for True Community Church, where everybody is somebody, and Jesus is Lord.
Take my hand, they are yours to use. Take my seat, I will follow you. Fill my mouth, give me words to pray. Break my heart with what brings you pain. I can hear your spirit call, so I'm coming as your servant, surrendering to you now. Here am I, send me, here am I, send me, Savior, I'll take your message to the world. Here am I.
Let go of all that's behind me. I'm moving on to what lies. on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the wave on the NFI.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
There was a
when I